It appears the veil of secrecy is lifting from the Superfund process here in Butte. On May 17th, the U.S. Department of Justice and Atlantic Richfield Company filed a motion to formally request a modification of the confidentiality order. And on May 22nd, Judge Hayden agreed and ordered the modification, effectively lifting the gag order that has kept many negotiations secret. This means a public rollout of the conceptual agreement can begin. The conceptual agreement is the proposed remedy for the Butte Priority Soils Operable Unit that has been reached by the responsible parties and the regulatory agencies, but it has a long way to go before it is implemented. It will undergo an informal public comment process before it is drafted into an amendment to the Record of Decision, and then a formal public input process will begin and the amendment will be finalized. After that, the hope is that the public, the responsible parties, and the agencies will all be satisfied, and a consent decree will finally be signed. This rollout began last week as the EPA released 14 documents outlining the plan. These documents can be found at epa.gov, or the complete link can be found in the transcript of this story at butteamericaradio.org. The plan touches on a wide range of cleanup activities, from the Parrot tailings removal to issues with surface water. Future stories will examine these plans and their implications in more detail, so stay tuned. The parties involved plan to present the new information this week. They will hold two public meetings on Wednesday, May 30th at the Montana Tech Auditorium from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. and from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. They will present a general overview of the party's proposal and the procedural path forward. That path forward includes many opportunities for the community's participation. I had a chance to talk to Chris Wardell, the EPA's Community Involvement Coordinator for our area, about how folks can get involved. Hi, Chris. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me. I wanted to jump right into some questions about community involvement in the release of the conceptual agreement. When will there be opportunity for public engagement? And when specifically will comments and questions be taken? It looks like these meetings coming up are more for the agencies to share the plan with the public than to solicit feedback.
Right. No, that's a good question. And you're right on that, in that sense that this is kind of the initial rollout. And that being said, is we want to give people a lot of time to digest this material. So we will have the materials available at these public meetings. And then we'll follow up, in the near future to have availability sessions for people to dive into the information a little more, read about it, come a little more with a little more detail and be able to ask us a lot more detailed questions, express their concerns they may have, or, give comments to what we release. It is important to note that that isn't part of the proposed plan comment period. This is kind of like the first slice at the apple, if you will. Also, on our website, EPA's website, we're working to have like a comment box where people can submit comments, either they can put their names in or not, and write their comments in and then hit submit. And then those comments are electronically forwarded to me to help compile and answer if needed. But that isn't, part of the 30-day public or the 60-day or how many ever day public comment period we get to when we start to release the proposed plan for the actual Record of Decision amendment.
I see. So there will be at least two opportunities for public questions and comments.
It'll be an ongoing thing. So it's just because we're going out now or having an availability session or two in the future, people can always write us, write me, submit their comments in the comment box, basically all the way till we get to when the actual proposed plan comment period closes. It is important to note that during the proposed plan, when any of the comments we receive, we actually have to do a responsiveness summary to the comments we receive. So that's more of a formal process than what we're doing now. This is more of an informal kind of first rollout of this information and first kind of community input. And that being said, I haven't been on the site very long, but it sounds like a lot of community input already has been solicited in what is going to be released as well.
I think the community really appreciates this commitment to having them participate. So I think we welcome that. Where do you see opportunity for citizens to have real impact on the decision-making process? The email mentions participation in end-use planning, but is there an opportunity to influence decisions regarding remedy?
You know, that's a good question. I can't, in terms of answer, know the, just because I don't know the technical nature of what the remedy versus restoration is. I will say that, you know, any of the public that have comments or concerns that are raised to us, we'll try to answer or to get to. Whether they can have an influence on certain things, that's to be seen, because it's based upon whatever comments they submit to us. But we're always looking for input. We're always trying to solicit, you know, questions, concerns, so that, you know, for a lot of reasons is the public might bring something up that they know more on the ground than we do, or they say, hey, you know, like, there's something here you need to consider that, you know, maybe something was we didn't consider at first that should be considered now. So those are kind of, you know, really impactful types of comments and concerns the public can raise that may influence how we go forward.
Can you give us the details on those meetings?
Sure. So there's going to be two public meetings, and it'll be kind of a panel setting, and our regional administrator, Doug Benevento, will be in attendance. The first one is from 12 to 1:30, and it's at the Montana Tech Library Auditorium. And then the second one is from 6 to 8 p.m. And we'll do kind of give a presentation and have information available for people to take. And that's really for people to take and digest and come back to us with their questions, comments, and concerns at the future availability sessions that we hold.
Thanks for joining us, Chris. I appreciate you taking the time. And there you have it, listeners. There are many opportunities coming up to learn about the plan and to have your questions and comments heard. If you can't make it to one of the presentations this week, tune in here on Wednesday at 6 p.m. for a live broadcast of the meeting. I'm Dave Hutchins, reporting for KBMF.